Somebody tell, body tell, I'm about to love. Tell them run it back if I'm showing no love. Watch the trigger finger snap. Mini boy run. I got all my baggage, I never can get enough. I got all my baggage, now where you pointing the gun? Oh, oh.
I think it's a nature of growing up watching Bollywood movies, but I always assumed that the chase of a woman is what gave life meaning. And if they have shown a lack of interest to me, that's just like nature telling you you need to actually try harder. Actually, I found that my desire to chase, it has some results. But the downside of chasing a flaky woman is that it sort of ruins your life and it kills your potential. You see, there is a whole nother demographic of woman who's actually interested in you. You just don't pay attention to her because maybe she's not as pretty as this other girl over here who's just annoying as fuck. Like Brittany over there. There's a whole another category of woman who will rub your feet and cook for you. I mean, Brittany did just make me these egg whites, but you know, like cook them way better. But the other girl, trust me, the other girl will cook it way better. Around this time, last December, I actually genuinely went through a phase where I thought I was not attractive to women. Turns out I was just trapped in my own mind. Sometimes you don't realize that we're actually like bioelectric creatures. There might be something about your own constitution. You could just be depressed and it ends up making you stuck in life. The fundamental premise then is that you want to be a highly conducive, highly charged up human being. And this simply means be someone who sleeps well, gets great sunlight, eats a nutritionally dense diet, and above all else, chases momentum, chases progress in their own life. Just tell yourself this cue: I'm gonna make $1 million and I'm gonna get jacked. You don't actually have to make $1 million, you don't actually have to get jacked, but if you just use those two cues, most of your energy into living well, sleeping well, having great energy, it more or less ensures that the vibes you give off, the vibes are right. Be detached from love and romance as much as possible.
Why would you say detachment is an important quality to have when it comes to women and romance?
Because if you're attached to the outcome, then you're going to be needy, and neediness is not attractive.
How does one foster more detachment, would you say?
I would say by having options. The more options that you have, the less you're going to be attached to one option.
But bro, how do I develop options? Do I have to look this big? Like, I don't have this yet. I've been lifting for 2 years. It hasn't arrived.
Dude, I'm like, dude, that dude's big.
He's a big dude!
Detachment is deeply attractive, and it can't be faked. Body game. The entire fundamental premise of this video came from this YouTuber, Rom Wills, and he talks about this concept called body game. He's always like, body game, body game.
Women go crazy over bodies. Even some of the women who were previously friends only back in the day and all of a sudden were doing nasty things to my body.
And I can honestly tell you, I don't know if it's just a change in confidence. The one thing I've achieved in this last year is an improvement in my body composition. From last December to now, I probably have dropped 5-7% body fat and put on around 2-3 pounds of muscle. The further you go along on this trajectory, this is the one domain of life where you have a 1-to-1 correlation between how much interest you get and how much work you've put into your body.
So elevation training is brutal.
That's body game, man. It's the game you have without saying anything.
Yo, this is crazy. I don't know where this man brought me, but he brought me somewhere.
Which brings me to the heart of this video. Pay attention to the ones who make it easy for you. There will always be women who make it easy for you. Sure, you could always go for that one girl who you have to chase. Maybe you can actually get with her. You can even marry this girl. But it's just very annoying. And all that energy that you put into this girl, the rewards come so much more dramatically when you put that energy into yourself. I've now come to realize that the definition of a simp is someone who puts energy into things that don't give you energy back. That's all there is to it. There should be a return on life, a return on energy with many of the things you pursue. If you find yourself putting energy into people or to agendas or goals that don't give something back to you, let go of that. Let go of the person who you have to chase and instead put that energy into things that would serve you. What one often finds is that the girl who wasn't giving you much attention, suddenly when you enter a new season of your life where you're healthier, you're fitter, when you focus on the things in life that serve you more than the ones that don't, suddenly those old opportunities that originally were closed off to you, they open up more. It's this incredible thing in life where once you gain momentum in one area, that momentum kicks in all aspects of your life. Pay attention to the ones who want you, and in fact, pay attention to the results in life that want you, and that make it easy for you. Because actually, when you pursue the stuff that makes it easy, everything else becomes easier too. This video is sponsored by the Captain Sinbad YouTuber Coaching Program. If you're someone who's a busy professional, you've thought about the importance of building a personal brand. The coaching program has now been live for a little over a year, and there are a number of people who I am deeply proud of. One of my clients, Jed Hearn, has grown from a couple hundred subscribers to now 38,000 subscribers in a little less than a year. And he's found a way of monetizing his channel from the digital products and the personal brand products he's made off the back end of the channel, and mastering the art of content creation at a high level in a way that's very high integrity is going to pay off enormously over the next 5-10 years. So if you're a busy professional who wants to grow on YouTube, I would invite you to check out the link in the description box. But with that being said, for those of us who pursue things and put our energy into things that give us something back, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.